This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back, folks. We are going to hook up here, hopefully in a second, with Tim Temple, the insurance commissioner for the great state of Louisiana. Yesterday, he issued a release where it reveals that recent auto insurance decreases driven by a reduction in accident frequency did occur, and we'll talk more about what's going on there when we are able to connect up with him. Some significant premium reductions, from what I can tell, in this chart, which is good news, and I think everybody is looking for good news in the insurance world. He also plans to talk about fortified roofs, as well as health insurance update, and we'll talk a little bit about wind mitigation surveys, how that's doing, where the citizens' pricing is going, and whether or not there's any new entrants to the market for homeowners, if we've had any increase, so that we'd have more competition, with the thinking that with more competition, premiums would go down. It's a very fluid thing. Obviously, we're heading into the meat of the hurricane season, which is always a challenge. We have Hurricane Erin has been a Category 1, upgraded to a Category 1. It looks like it's going to stay out in the Atlantic, which is good news for us for sure. So I don't know. Coleman, where are we? All right. They're trying to get him connected up on the phone. So we'll talk about that and some other insurance issues. And then on the back in the back half of this hour, we'll visit with Daniel Spammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. And we'll talk about why Louisiana is losing thousands of residents that leave for other states like Texas and Florida and the like. And we'll find out what is driving that. So let's go ahead and take an early break right now, and we'll come back with hopefully the insurance commissioner, Tim Temple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Tim Temple, the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. How are you today?
Doing well. Tim, let's just jump right into this. Yesterday, you issued a press release relative to auto insurance premiums. Some significant reduction in premium base, which is exciting.
Well, you know, I don't know that I would use the word significant. I mean, there was some reductions for, you know, for some people. But the purpose of issuing this is to let people know that the market conditions are changing. They are not changing because of the legal reform that was recently enacted this session. And I expect it to continue to improve because of that. But, you know, one of the jobs, and you know, when you're an elected, is you need to set reasonable expectations. And sometimes mm-hmm. that's not, a good thing to do. But I think that it's the best for consumers and for constituents to understand reasonable expectations. We've seen some rates come down in auto. It's not for everybody in the state, but it is. There are decreases, and they're results of other market conditions, not the legal reform. More in line with reductions. Inflationary pressures have come down slightly, and also the number of accidents that we've had have come down slightly. So, but it's all good news, and I just want to make sure that people know that, you know, we're going to continue to push out information, good or bad, on rates.
Yeah, and they run the gamut from, you know, anywhere from, I think, 1.5% or 1.3% all the way up to 13%. I think I saw one of these, if my memory serves me correct, but maybe not. Yeah, 13%. But, you know, not a big underwriter. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, if most of these fall in at 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%, I'll take it.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know, yeah. And again, Noah, I mean, that's not for every, it doesn't mean everybody, every policy, you know, some see
right.
less, some see more, some people may see an increase. I mean, but it is the general conditions of the state, and it, you know, and I want people to understand that, you know, these things change a lot. And when there's something good to discuss, we're going to talk about it, but we're also going to make sure that we attribute the change to the correct reasons.
Absolutely. Let's pivot real quick. Homeowners insurance. How do we look as it relates to the number of companies writing homeowners here today as opposed to 6-8 months ago?
Yeah, you know, there has not been a change on that. And Newell, I can tell you that House Bill 148, Act 11, comes up in every conversation I have with insurance companies. And that was the authority bill. We'll just call it, leave it at that. I recently had a conversation last week. I had a conversation with a large homeowner, a property writer. They had a new product that they wanted to introduce, and we've been working with them over, since last year on this product to introduce it to the state. It's a more competitive product. It gives consumers a little bit more flexibility on some of the coverages that they can elect. And we were at the bottom of the state's list as far as order of implementation. But we were working with them. They felt good about some of the property reform we had done last year. And last week they told me, they said, look, because of House Bill 148, Act 11, we don't know what the regulatory environment is going to be like in Louisiana. So we're going to push this back down toward the bottom of the list. And that's part of the consequences when we pass bad laws. I'm still working with that company. I've not given up on them. I'm like, guys, my fellow citizens need more competitive products. And so we're going to continue to work with them to try and get them as comfortable as possible to continue to bring that new product to consumers quicker rather than later.
I think you should tell the listening audience what that bill provides.
In House Bill 148, Act 11, it was a bill that created a false narrative that the reason rates are high in Louisiana is because the Department of Insurance, the commissioner, doesn't have the authority to deny what's been phrased as excessive rates. And as I've reminded people, we've done that over 20 times. So we've done it, and that was the last count. I know we just did some more rate declinations because they were deemed excessive. They didn't meet actuarial justification. But that's not why our rates in Louisiana are high. It's because the losses justify the rate. And we've got to address the root cause of that. But this bill, it blames the commissioner. It also reduces some confidentiality protections that insurance companies have when they file proprietary rate information. So we're going to work through that. I'm going to work with the industry to make sure that they understand that they've got a very predictable, stable regulatory environment and legal environment. That's what we need to do, because we're competing against every state in America for companies. And if we are an outlier in one way, whether it's a law or regulation that makes it more difficult to do business, then that's either going to cost us as consumers more money, or it's going to force companies to say, we want to go work, we want to go do business somewhere else.
Let's talk about fortified roof. I know that there's been a big push in that regard. I have heard, and I'm sure you have heard from folks that actually have taken advantage of the program supported by the state of Louisiana. They submitted their certificates to their insurance company, and they refused to provide a discount. So where does that leave us?
Well, I send those to the Department of Insurance. Call the department. If any of your listeners, that's happened to them, call the Department of Insurance and send that to us. There is a law on the books that says every admitted insurance company has to have a filed discount with the Department of Insurance. Every admitted company has a filed discount. Some are better than others. Some are worse than others. But every company has one. If you have received a fortified roof and you have that certificate and your insurance company is refusing to apply a discount, they need to let me know so that I can hold that insurance company accountable.
Absolutely. Let's talk real quick about, is there going to be any more monies under that grant program available?
Yes. And, Neil, look, that program is an excellent program. It is. You get a fortified roof. You get the discount. You get the peace of mind. You get a home that's going to withstand hurricanes. Last year, or this past legislative session, I asked the legislature to change two laws. And both of those create a dedicated funding source for the department through taxes that we already pay. We didn't increase any taxes. We just had a portion dedicated. And then we also raised the fee on the insurance industry, on insurance companies, insurance adjusters, insurance agents, on their licensing fees. It was a very minimal amount. But that is going to create somewhere between, we think, 27, and its projections, $27 and $30 million every year. So the Fortified Roof Program now has a revenue stream that we will have for the foreseeable future, as long as we need this program to continue to help people that can't afford to put a fortified roof on themselves to get a grant. If you do choose to put a fortified roof on, Newell, you can get a tax deduction up to $10,000. And there was also a legislation passed this year that you can get a tax credit up to $10,000. So there's a lot of incentive for people to put a fortified roof on, whether you're paying for it or you're going through the state program.
No doubt. I mean, that's pretty incredible. Let me ask you, wind mitigation surveys, what are you seeing relative to any discounting if you go through that process?
That's another great program. And look, I hear people getting bigger discounts from the wind mitigation surveys. That's about the biggest discount you can get out there. Those are substantial. You have an inspector come out. They look at the way your home was built, the codes that were in force and that were utilized when you built your home. I mean, there are a lot of Louisiana does a good job of adopting the latest and greatest building code requirements. And we've got a lot of homes out there that have these hurricane tie down straps. You know, how the frame of your home is connected to the foundation, how your roof is connected to the frame. There's a lot of things that people have that they aren't aware of. And this the best way and the surest way to do it is to get a wind mitigation survey. They come out. Once you get that inspection, you take that to the company and they apply the discounts. And again, if you don't think those discounts are being applied properly, let us know. We can help you work with you with the insurance company to make sure that you get your credits, but also make sure that they do the right thing for the next person that gets a credit.
Understand you have an update to provide on the health insurance side as well.
Yeah, we've got, you know, we're in the process of looking at all of the rates that are filed. You know, we do not, this is, healthcare is a federal program. It's federally regulated. It's, you know, rates are set through all that. We are, I guess, simply the checker on that to make sure they're following the rules and regulations. And our department is going through that process right now. We should be, and I don't know the timing, but it should be in the next month or so when we'll be releasing the, data relative to the change in the healthcare market.
Any other issues that you think are looming out there that we should discuss?
Well, you know, one thing, and everybody that's listening to this program, I'm sure, knows what to do for hurricanes, but you can never be prepared early enough. And so I just want to remind, you know, my fellow citizens to, you know, go to the websites, get a game plan, get your home inventory, download the LDI Connect app, get ready for weather events. We always hope and pray that we don't have it, but all it takes is one. To totally turn your life upside down. And so I can't encourage people enough to go out and do all those things, read your policy, understand what's covered, understand what's not covered, talk to your agent, call the Department of Insurance. If you have any questions on that, we're always available and ready to help. But we're going to continue to fight for reform in the state of Louisiana. Insurance is still too expensive, and we're going to keep fighting to make changes and help keep pushing premiums down.
Thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you. Look forward to next time.
Thank you. That's Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Stay with us. Folks, we've talked about this several times on this show, about the fact that we are losing population, and that is not a winning strategy by any stretch of the imagination. And here to talk to us about it is Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Great to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
So, Daniel, I'm looking at the chart. We are one of, I think, the only southern state, as I'm looking at this, losing population. Other southern states gaining population and other states all around the country. So what's going on?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, Louisiana is surrounded by states that are booming, and, you know, the top growth states are Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. And no surprise, these are states with no personal income tax that have kept their fiscal house in order by restraining spending and providing, but providing important necessary services, and creating an environment where, you know, people, entrepreneurs, families, and businesses can really thrive.
So let's get specific, though. I mean, you have a big, you know, you talk about big government, small growth. Do we need to right-size state government? Are we too big? It's always been my sense we have too many employees.
Yeah. I think the answer to that is a resounding yes. You know, whether it's, and I think it's a mix of reforms that probably do streamline the workforce some, but we're also spending a lot of money outside of people, and frankly, there are areas that need more people. There are lots of open positions, for example, in, you know, case managers for some of our social safety net programs that are important, or child welfare. The problem is, of course, civil service rules often get in the way of really rewarding excellent performers and make it challenging to be nimble in the workforce. Which means government, you know, has a hard time, frankly, keeping up with the evolving nature of the private sector. And then we just, you know, we spend more money per capita than any of our surrounding states. We have a budget system that, you know, we've grown substantially over the last decade. And even just in the last budget cycle, the final, you know, the final number was substantially higher by a couple billion dollars than the year before. And that's just not sustainable.
One of the things that drives me crazy is that, and it came up during this big, beautiful bill debate. You know, we had local leaders saying, oh, well, I'm not going to get my tennis court. What?
Yeah.
The federal government's building a tennis court? We have state government building tennis courts, pickleball courts and for local government, baseball fields. Why? That should be a local expenditure, shouldn't it? I mean, it seems as though we have this beggar mentality. It's almost as though we're shaking cans at the corner for whatever we believe our next great project is that we know we can't afford. So we go hustle dollars. That doesn't seem like a good fiscal strategy to me.
No, you're absolutely right. We have this, And I would argue this is a remnant from the Huey Long form of government. All roads lead to Baton Rouge, and the state controls so much of what local governments can do, and then local governments, of course, then use that as an excuse to come to the state and ask for money. I mean, if we look at the breakdown of of local money from the state taxpayer coffers, is over almost $140 million. That's a lot of money. And so we look at this and adopting a model of government that gives the appropriate fiscal controls and responsibility to local government, and get state government out of the business of funding those projects. That's hard, though, because the political incentives, every time a politician puts out a press release that says, I brought home the bacon and I got you this park or I got you this whatever, everybody claps for them. So it's a function, I think, of changing the rules of the way government operates, but also making sure we can educate all of us voters and citizens to know, what are the things we really ought to celebrate and what are the things that are really moving us away from a state that can be prosperous and a place of opportunity for everyone.
But meantime, most of our bridges are a D or an F.
Right.
And then most of our roads are a C. So there's a price to be paid. I mean, you can't complain about the roads if you're excited about getting a tennis court.
Absolutely right. And that really comes down to priorities, right? Is it more important to fix the roads or is it more important to build a new amenity? And, what we have seen, too, is we look at this gets to the balance of state and local government. The state of Louisiana pays for and owns more miles per capita than any other state in the country in terms of state roads. There's a great effort that was started a number of years ago called the Road Transfer Program that the state pays to bring a particular road that in maybe every other state ought to be a locally controlled road, brings it up to a standard that it survives a couple of decades and hands over ownership and responsibility back to local government.
You make a statement under the category of big government, small growth as well. Economic development schemes that rarely deliver. Give us an example. And I think it's important because, we talk about it in the context of these nice big words, right? And I don't think a lot of folks recognize or realize what actually is given away in a lot of these deals.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. If we go back to basics, the good tax policy is low, flat, fair and broad, right? And so Louisiana, you and I talked about this on the air before. Louisiana for decades has been offering tax exemptions and subsidies that put the government in the position of picking winners and losers in the economy. If you look just at the corporate income tax alone historically, and this has begun to change thanks to recent reforms, but historically of what the corporate income tax could collect, it collects about, somewhere around a third of it or somewhere between a third and a half. And I'm not advocating for higher taxes. What I'm saying is if you give one company or industry a break over here to raise the same amount of money, you have to have a higher rate for someone else. It would be better to lower rates for everyone and get the government out of the business of picking winners and losers.
Yeah. I hadn't looked at it for a while, but I think we had, $6-7 billion in tax exemptions at one time. I don't know what that number is now, but some were very well intentioned, but going back to the 50s but they're not, industries change. It's not necessary, but nobody wants to give it up and no one wants to take it away. And it's like, but it serves no purpose for the entity, meaning the state of Louisiana and its citizens.
You've hit the nail on the head. It instead of fixing the bigger problem, industries very rationally and well-intentioned went to say, well, I can't solve everyone's problem, but let me lobby to fix my industry's problem. Well, of course, the problem with that is you end up with what we have, which is this dysfunctional patchwork quilt of tax policy that's complex and expensive with which to comply, doesn't produce all that much money for the operations of government, and is a high rate. So it's a disincentive for new industries, new enterprises, or you know, as we see companies move from high tax states to low tax states every day, it's a disincentive for enterprises to come set up shop here in Louisiana. So it's sort of a lose-lose-lose for everyone, unless you have a really good lawyer, lobbyist, and accountant that can work out a deal for you.
Yeah, and the real-life implications are, you know, I just had Tim Temple on about homeowners insurance and this and auto. A lot of that is really outside of our control. Market conditions are going to dictate one way or another where the premium base is going to be to some extent. There are some nuances that can change. But when we talk about what we decide to spend on, that is completely and totally within our control. And the question to you, I mean, you're around folks all the time. Are they connecting these dots or not? I mean, it just seems a little odd to me that they're not recognizing when they're spending on all these little pork barrel projects that are floating around all over the place. That's not really moving the needle for the quality of the lifestyle of people in that community. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, you know, Newell, I think you're right. It's I think some people are do understand it. I think a greater proportion of legislators do understand it. The challenge is it's a peer pressure. When everybody else is doing it, you don't want your district to be the one that gets left out. And so, you know, I think the bigger challenge is until there's a critical mass of sort of folks who may align with the way you and I think about this, going to be very challenging to stop it, or until you put some hard and fast rules. You know, one of the real casualties of the Amendment 2 loss from earlier this year was a portion of that we called the government growth limit. And what it said is the recurring spending of government can't grow faster than population and inflation. And so it gives flexibility for either one-time expenses like roads and bridges that are meaningful to something, or better yet, a mix of that plus reduction in rates so that it spurs even more economic activity. But until you put constraints around that, it's very challenging to force the legislature to prioritize those projects, especially in years where we have extra income.
So one of your last headlines here in this report, what Louisiana must do now. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are a number of things. The first is, and this is really important, we've got to get to a responsible, sustainable state budget. And that is enacting something like the government growth limit the legislature passed in the special session last year, and put some real cap on recurring spending. Doing that will allow us to begin an intentional process to phase out the income tax. And it can't just be a hope and a prayer. There's got to be, in our opinion, a dedicated pathway and timeline for phasing out that income tax, or else it'll just never get there. Another way to help that, again, is to eliminate or at least reduce substantially the amount of incentives and other government programs, especially, I mean, there's plenty to start with that have very little to no ROI or are stuck with us in perpetuity. If an industry relies on a subsidy for its entire business model forever, that's probably not a great place for the government to be in. And then
Can I stop you there?
Sure.
Let me stop you there. You know, and I know that the general public has no idea what you just said about what the numbers are and who's getting what in these numbers. Do y'all ever thought about educating the public? These deals come about, break them down, more transparency, say, hey, just want to let you know, we're giving Parish A this company $100 million to do whatever. And this is the way it breaks itself down, and this is what actually has to happen in order for us to get a return on that investment. Because I don't think until we actually educate people, is there going to be an appetite one way or the other to change this, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just because they don't know.
Yeah.
At first blush, it sounds good. But, I mean, we've seen a lot in the last 5 years where we've gone through all these machinations, putting the deals together. Hopefully there's a new strategy, a new purpose in LED, for example. You know, I want them to succeed. I want to trust the process. But I think, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about the successes, but we don't talk about the failures, and we don't try to figure out why the failure.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you. You know, this is a case where sunlight really is the best disinfectant. If we're going to get, and I was just talking actually to a senior economic development official about this the other day, that agrees that, you know, this is someone in the business of putting some of these deals together, but says we don't do nearly enough measurement to say what is, you know, does it pass certain tests? You know, is it actually producing long-term value? I mean, we could at least start there. You know, from our perspective, there shouldn't be any, right? We should have flat, fair income taxes. Everybody pays something so that the lowest rates can be accomplished. But if we're going to have incentive programs, and there are rational arguments that because other states are doing it, we probably, you know, don't want to lose the race, there are some arguments there in practicality. But we've got to measure. We've got to provide more sunshine and transparency to those so that the public and lawmakers, frankly, have the full picture, as you suggest. I completely agree.
Yeah. I got a text here, and I'm going to reach out to you. It's going to sound crazy, but I can't read the number. The total number of people that have left Louisiana is, what is it, 239,000?
I believe that's correct. Yeah,
239,000 and some change, yeah.
That's right.
All right. And then, obviously, is there an appetite to do this in the state legislature?
I think
that's where it's got to change.
Absolutely. You know, if we just look at the last 2 years, certainly the special session in November suggested there is an appetite for this. Some reforms passed that set the stage. Doesn't go as far as maybe we'd like, but sets the stage for an evaluation of all the state's incentive programs. Certainly the flat tax on both personal and corporate is a very good step forward. Now we have to take that next step to constrain spending so that we can phase out the income tax. I think there's a will, there's a desire to do it, but the roadmap is challenging politically because you've got lobbyists and special interests there every day asking for more money. So we've got to give them the backup as voters to say, this is what we want. We want a state that can succeed. We know it's going to be hard, but we know what the pathway is. We can just look around us to find out.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. We need to really get this whole prioritization thing, I think, is what drives, you know, and then there's a whole lot of inefficiencies that are generated when we do get federal money. You know, because as you well know, a lot of those programs fall out and then they look into the state to continue this stuff moving forward. We grab the money for the sake of the money and not really having an interest in doing what we're even grabbing the money for.
<That's>
just
right.
Because it's available. I mean, it sounds crazy when I say it, but I've seen it happen.
Every day. It's worse than that, too, because not only do they look for the money after the federal dollars run out, the federal dollars aren't paying the long-term pension costs for the individuals who are employed to execute those programs. And by saying yes to federal money, often we are saying yes to policies because the money almost never comes without strings attached that the legislature would never vote on. And so, we have gotten addicted to this federal money, and it's put us in a really tough position. You're absolutely right about that as a core problem.
the most powerful word in the English language? No.
That's right. We don't use it nearly enough.
And as someone told me, it's a complete sentence, Newell. No.
That's right. Oh, that's great.
As always, totally enjoy the conversation with Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Keep up the great work. Look forward to having you on again.
Thanks, Noel. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. A lot of anticipation today. Obviously, President Trump flying to Alaska to meet with Vladimir Putin to try and negotiate out a ceasefire in Ukraine, to set up a landscape for future meetings to, in order to try and work this situation out. There's been all kinds of different theories bandied about whether or not there would be land swap, transfers, this, that, or otherwise. I don't know what's going to ultimately happen here. And I don't know that we can trust Vladimir Putin. I don't, not for, you know, with good reason, I don't trust him at all. I just hope, and quite frankly, I pray that there can be something positive come out of this. I don't blame him for trying. I hope it's not a situation where we make it worse. But the fact of the matter is too many people are dying, too many lives changed, and we've got to bring this to an end. I'm not exactly sure whether or not we're ever going to be able to squelch the aspirations of Vladimir Putin to reestablish, reunite, reengineer, bring back together the USSR. I don't see that happening. I think the countries that have separated themselves from Russia are very happy about that separation. They feel liberated. They're doing well. We've talked about that on this show several times. You know, we've had Colonel Jeff McCausland on. I really like his grasp of the history of this conflict. You know, so we will see. They will be meeting this afternoon in Alaska. They'll be reporting out at some point in time, I'm certain, this evening. There's going to be a lot of coverage on this issue. I think one thing that we can say for sure, it's the most consequential meeting relative to this war thus far. And it could be a game changer. I think if there were odds on this, they wouldn't be very favorable. They'll be meeting at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson there in Anchorage, Alaska. But, you know, hopefully, just keep our fingers crossed and say our prayers. You know, we know so many folks that that know people in Ukraine, right, that have lost family members and the like, and I'm sure the same holds true with Russian families that are living here that have family members that have lost their lives there as well. So I just thought I'd want to remind folks, say a little prayer today for the Trump administration in meeting with the Putin administration and hopefully trying to bring this thing to chart a resolution. We'll kind of leave it at that and go from there. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.